What are your thoughts about superstitions? Like me, I grew up with lots of them and subconsciously, I would practice them. My parents grew up knowing most of them and had it passed on to me and my siblings. It is a proven fact that this has actually shaped our country. Buildings here? Well, most of them don't have the 13th floor. Some would not have the 4th floor as well. Inside the houses, the floors will have to remain messy because we need to wait for the morning to come and sweep the floor. Our country has been shaped by these irrational beliefs. Here are the top 5 superstitious beliefs in the country. Number 5, pansit for longer life. If you ever attended a Filipino birthday party, you will always see pansit bihon on the table. This is the ever-present dish and will always be there to symbolize long life. I am not quite sure if we got this from our Chinese friends in the country, but the noodle is made up of Chinese rice noodles. Pansits are mostly preferred by Filipinos to cakes. There should be a more practical reason. This will fill your empty stomach more and can feed more visitors. Looking for the ingredients of this dish is easy, but making it is kind of complicated. Number 4. Bit your tongue? Here's a number. The last time I bit my tongue in front of my friends, all of them blurted out numbers at the same time. It is a practice here in the Philippines that once you accidentally bit your tongue, then someone is thinking of you. To know who that person is, or at least guess, you have to choose from numbers 1 to 26. After that, you can check the corresponding letter of the alphabet to that number. This is a nice way to speak to someone you have not spoken to for quite some time. This can be your alibi to reconnect. Number 3. Don't point your finger at a rainbow. The Philippines is a rainy country, and oftentimes, you'd see a rainbow grazing the beautiful greens. In fact, last 27th of May, 2020, a phenomenon called fire rainbow was seen in Metro Manila. This is when small droplets of water or small ice crystals are suspended in the cloud. These then reflect the sunlight. Elders would often tell kids here in the country not or never to point their fingers at a rainbow or else bad things happen. Number 2. Never sweep at night. Don't get me wrong, Filipinos are very clean at home and that would even include the yard. But we have this belief that is famous to all. Once a clock strikes 6 p.m, then don't you dare sweep the floor. No matter how dirty it may be, just don't. It is a belief that when we do so, it will take away all the good fortune out of the house, or just throw it all away. While we are not sure where this originated, still, this is one of the most practiced beliefs here in the country. Last but not the least, knock on wood. The number 1 Filipino superstition should be this. This may have originated from the British. They believe that woods have spirits that may protect them when they knock on them. Every time someone mentions something not desirable or something that may mean ill, the person will have to knock anything made up of wood to counter the statement declared. It may not be an intentional statement, but we believe in the power of tongue, so better be ready for it by knocking a wood. This is a common practice all over the country and even the world. All these superstitious beliefs affected our ways of living and to an extent even shaped our country. Let me quote a line from an article published by Dr. Neil Dagnall. Although there is no single definition of superstition, it generally means a belief in natural forces such as fate, the desire to influence unpredictable factors, and a need to resolve uncertainty. Believing in superstitions gives us this sense of control and allows us to reduce the amount of anxiety or stress that we are experiencing. But the truth here is that we are actually simply making a false claim. We are simply fooling ourselves by creating a reality of some sort. Luck is usually attached to our superstitions. We don't see luck, so we create something that can be perceived as lucky, like a lucky charm. According to Maya Young of UCLA Anderson School of Management, luck is a slippery subject. When people view themselves as lucky, they are more likely to choose and persist at challenging tasks. Joseph Mazur, a mathematician and author of the book, What's Luck Got to Do with It?, said, "There is no real tangible thing we can call luck. but we create the tangible thing by transferring it to an object. Now, these lucky objects give us a sense of security like a protective blanket, but actually, they are just objects, nothing more. The same goes for superstitions. We create an act that would negate whatever it is that we think may bring destruction. Now, you might say that having these superstitious beliefs is not hurting anyone, so why make the fuss? Superstitious beliefs are shaping society, the country, and this is not good. Getting a false hope of something or simply knocking the wood will not help you stop an impending possibility of disaster. We need to be more factual than be emotional. This way we can act more. Remember that being superstitious will slow you down, make you fail to solve problems, reflect your backwardness, paralyze you from fear, and the most bothering effect that it makes, it will block your growth and development. The moment you stop growing is the moment you start dying from within. Our country, Philippines, is in deep trouble, and no crossing of fingers can help save it. What is needed here is a real call to action. To really do something and work on it, we need to seek facts. To fix the country, this is just a step, a small part of a humongous problem. But superstitions are deeply planted inside our heads, and it controls us when we are not thinking logically. So the next time you start to knock the wood to negate a possibility of something, try to rationally think of a solution instead. That for sure will solve it. Thanks for tuning in. Follow the Cholo Guy Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Feel free to send me a message on my email, cholokguy@gmail.com. That's cholo, letter K, G-U-Y, @gmail.com.